You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is May 14th, 2025. I hope you're doing well. This episode of the podcast is, of course, being sponsored by theblowers.com. It's a one place on the internet where you can be assured of finding the right dick to suck or finding a good cocksucker. So go on there, make a profile. You can use me. I'm Hierarchy PCast on theblowers.com. So come on board. I'm telling you what, it's a great place to be. So that was not planned at all. So I apologize for my voice. I've been dealing with a pretty bad chest infection of some sort or another over the last couple of days. People keep encouraging me to go to the hospital, but I think I'm okay now. So I wasn't going to do the podcast today, but I decided to because I'm such a trooper. Always trying to pump out content for you guys. Always trying to serve. And isn't that really the point of being a faggot, is to serve? So, now, you know, I thought that I knew everything about serving, the depths of service, etc., in my career as a faggot. And I, you know, by the time I had started the website Fags Worship Alphas in 2015, next month will be the 10-year anniversary of that site. By that point, I thought I had done the everything you could do as a faggot, basically, done any kind of service. But thanks to the website, I eventually came across a brother named Jamie, who contacted me one day and wrote a most extraordinary letter, which I have reproduced on the website today. It went live on the site today. I encourage everyone to read it. In it, Jamie details how he came to know and then serve and then eventually marry a god alpha named Dino. Now, longtime readers of the site and of the podcast even are familiar with god alpha Dino and his extraordinary hierarchy of hierarchical family that includes Master Chad, Master Dean, and his twin brother, his faggot twin brother, Jimmy, who are married, by the way, and all the other plethora of faggots and alphas that populate their world. It's a very extraordinary family, and it all started with this one letter from Jamie. Now, Jamie, I'm not even sure how old Jamie is. Older than me, but I don't know exactly how much older, I don't think. I don't know if it ever came across, but it's not coming up in my head right now. But Jamie, the lust that Jamie has for God Alpha Dino, Master Dino, it's called Master Dino, is palpable in her letter. Like, I'm calling her because the whole family calls her mommy, so I'm kind of used to that. But Jamie has an unparalleled lust for alphas and unending respect for alphas. The depth of which that, like, even my trained faggot brain struggles to even understand or really comprehend. I mean, it's so profound that it shook me to my core when I first read that letter. And even reproducing it, I was shook by it again because the fire between her and Master Dino is so unquenchable and so so flammable that I've never experienced anything quite like that in my own life. So and here's the thing, like this, I met Jamie in 2020 and it's never stopped. It's gone on. It's gotten more fiery, more passionate, and more beautiful, really. So, and I can't think of any better example of what a faggot can really be for an alpha. Mind you, Master Dino is a straight alpha, essentially, but he loves being worshipped by faggots, and especially his fag wife, Jamie. And the life that they've built together is unconventional for sure, but it's no doubt one of the most beautiful and passionate relationships I have ever known. Okay, there isn't even like a question in my mind. And I've known some very successful couples in my life. There's nothing that even approaches Master Dino and Jamie. And it's mainly due to Jamie's ability to be submissive completely, but also to be able to anticipate what her alpha master needs and wants at any given moment, or anybody else really around him. And and also her, Jamie has the ability to take punishment, really, which a lot of faggots would flee when they're dealing with a powerful alpha like Master Dino is. Master Dino is very fiery and very passionate, and when he loses his temper, he loses his temper, right? He's dangerous like that. And Jamie is alive because Jamie is able to absorb that anger, take his punishment, sometimes take his punishing ruts, you know. Whatever Jamie needs to do to quell the tempest of fury within Master Dino, she's able to do that. And you know, I sometimes wonder, I've put myself in Jamie's shoes sometimes, and I've heard stories, and I don't know how I would have reacted to some of it. I don't know. But Jamie was the right faggot for Master Dino, and Jamie has changed his life. You know, when Master Dino, before he met Jamie, he was a straight alpha in prison. He was in prison for a long time. Very violent in prison. Very violent in life, and he came out of prison, met Jamie, and even though the violence, it's concentrated violence, it's focused violence, but and that has not left. But Master Dino has clung to Jamie, his faggot, and Jamie has worked diligently every single minute of every day to make Master Dino's life better. And she has definitely done that for him. So, Jamie is a testament to what a faggot can do for a man. And, you know, when I did that faggot hierarchy, episode, and I went through the faggot hierarchy, and the top tier faggot is a mentor faggot. Jamie was one of those people. Jamie is the reason why there is that category. Jamie has groomed many, many faggots and taught them how they can be valuable to men. Taught them the rudimentary things, you know, the simple skills, you know, how to have a schedule, how to, you know, delineate tasks and, you know, come up with surprises, etc. She's taught these faggots everything they need to know so that they're fully equipped to serve. And by action, she demonstrates two faggots, her faggots that live with her, like little Jimmy, for instance. She's practically raised little Jimmy as Master Dean's faggot, and Jimmy serves everybody else as well. And so Jimmy's learned everything about being a perfect faggot from Jamie. And I don't know. I really just wanted to put this episode up about Jamie because I just published this story and I wanted to draw attention to it because every faggot that listens to this podcast, and honestly, I think every alpha should go and read that post, because I think it ultimately it says something about, you know, what we strive to be as faggots, you know, what we hope to have as a faggot, you know. Jamie should not have probably ever survived her time with Master Dino, you know, because he's a killer in some ways, you know, he can be dangerous. But, you know, I love this line that instead Jamie wrote this, you know, and 15 years later, which is now much longer now, but Jamie wrote this. She wrote, "After 15 years, I am his in every way. Thanks to our marriage, he now legally owns me. I have his name, and I have worked my way up his relationship chart. That means from our first meeting, I was his hole to come in. That is the bottom rung. Next, reward is being his cunt, then his bitch, then his boy, then his baby, and last, his wife. But as he says almost daily, just because I have made it to wife, I should never forget that, at my base, I am nothing but his hole to come in. Nothing in this world could make me feel so complete, so at peace, as knowing that I am my man God's hole to come in. My life's purpose is fulfilled. I am his fag." Now, every faggot that hears those words, you should recognize that in yourself. You should recognize that feeling inside of you, that you feel that honor that Jamie feels when he wrote that, she wrote that. So, it's just a natural thing, you know, for a faggot. This is what a faggot is. Jamie is my definition of a true faggot, the truest faggot. And I've been very, very proud to know Jamie. And and I've gotten to know the family that she serves, and she's at the center of all their stories. She's at the center of all their hearts. And what faggot wouldn't want to be that, you know? So I just really wanted to share my thoughts and feelings about Jamie with you guys. I am intending to, this is by popular demand, actually, so be prepared. This is a kind of an undertaking. I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do all this, but because the stories about around Master Dino and Jamie, including the extended family, which is huge, the stories there are huge. I'm going to try to recreate some of the threads from fagsworshipalphas.com, from the archives that I have. Primarily, I'm going to try to resurrect Master Chad's thread, but he's definitely a fan favorite. Everybody is just blown away by Master Chad, and I really need a sound booth, or I need to live somewhere else. One of those two things. Master Chad's thread is definitely going to be put back on the site, as well as Master Dean and Jimmy's threads. So I look forward to those. Master Cal is probably going to have to come back on the site too. So it's this is the grouping that I've been kind of dreading restoring to the site because it's such a massive undertaking. But I've had enough people complaining and asking about it, and so, and I know the family is eager to share more with people, so, and they're sharing it with me, so I need to do that. So this is kind of an introduction to that. This first post, I'm just going to let it sit there and marinate for a little bit, and I just wanted to pay tribute to Jamie, my brother, my example, and my friend. And so, and I, if Jamie's listening, I don't know if Jamie is, but I love you, Jamie. I love you very much. So I want to thank Master Dean and Master Chad for their encouragement recently as well. So they are incredible alphas, and also more than anything, I thank Master Dino for creating this incredible space with his family that has become just the definition of what hierarchy is possible, is capable of doing, you know. And there's just nothing, I don't think there's ever been anything like it. There's, I've covered stories that kind of touch on something, but they're the full real deal, and they've accepted me in as part of their family in a weird, very, very weird way, and so I never take it for granted, and I'm always just very grateful to have any interaction with these amazing people and their blessed lives. So thank you, Jamie and Master Dino, for making all that possible through one great act of love and submission. So anyway, I hope that this episode spurs you to investigate that article, and hopefully you'll enjoy the restoration of those threads and what comes next with that. So there's definitely some stories to tell there. So anyway, I'm sorry I'm not in the best health today, but I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it gave you some food for thought, and I will leave you at that, okay? Have a great day. I'll talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.